The rest of the story. James Abbott, born in Massachusetts, July 1834, went to West Point for 3 years, was dismissed for flunking chemistry, was employed as a cartographer for a while by the United States Coastal Survey, and then he became an... A what? Then he became an international arms smuggler? About that last credit, his career as a smuggler, very little was known until recently, and little is known even yet. But today, you and I are going to reassemble the bits and pieces that are known. James' adventure began in the early days of January 1866 in London, which is when and where he appears to have encountered by chance a group of defeated American Confederate soldiers. Themselves in search of adventure, they animatedly discussed various mercenary and idealistic options. Some of them expressed interest in aiding the Irish Republican Brotherhood. Others spoke with much excitement of a struggle brewing in South America, specifically in Chile, where the Spanish were attempting to blockade their former colony. Somebody was needed to smuggle sea mines to be used there against the Spanish fleet, they said. James asked to whom he might speak regarding that particular mission. Well, there was a mysterious Captain Doty who was recommended. The means of contacting Captain Doty were indicated. And yes, Captain Doty told James when they did meet that he would be required to accompany a shipment of sea mines to Valparaiso for the purpose of booby-trapping the bay on which that port city lay, and he would be paid £574 on their delivery. Arrangements were made. The heavy cargo was loaded onto a ship, and off across the Atlantic sped the fledgling soldier of fortune. February 23, James arrived in Panama, then transported the crated torpedoes, as they were then called, across the isthmus to a waiting steamer. After running a dangerous gauntlet of Spanish warships, that second vessel, the Solent, reached Valparaiso March 12. What a vision it was, the long sweeping bay embraced by majestic cliffs, the town itself rising up a steep hillside and disappearing into the mist. And yet that dreamy setting became a nightmare when Spanish frigates began pounding Valparaiso with cannon fire. For nearly 4 hours the assault persisted and nothing within range was spared. And there in the middle of it all was James. The surviving evidence of his mission, much of it brought to light only of late, includes a letter written by Captain Doty and another by the captain of the Solent. I have a reliable diary record of conversations with James himself, and from those cryptic and colorful fragments are drawn the portrait of a smuggler. So, Jamie, we never knew ye. We pictured you, oh so urbane, palette in hand, sensitively scrutinizing some subject or other deemed worthy of your artistry. For James the Bold, the seeker of adventure, the taker of risks, the keeper of secrets, is to the rest of us what he was to contemporaries, the acclaimed artist, James Abbott McNeil Whistler. The entire world recognizes on sight the portrait of his mother, Whistler's mother. But an international arms smuggler? That is the rest of the story.